Welcome, Fight Investors, to the Gamblew Sneak Tape Podcast, where I offer comments on opening line movement for UFC fights. This week, it's UFC 303 from Las Vegas, which was to feature that fraud Conor McGregor, but now has been reshuffled to present Fight Authentics with higher integrity fights in both the main and co-main event. Well done, UFC. Last week, we took advantage of ridiculous pricing on Robert Whittaker, who ended up closing minus 120 based on a fury of late money that came in on his adversary, Aliskarov. And we added a unit of profit to sneak deep profitability in 2024. I will say this, those reading lines and not handicapping fights need to begin handicapping fights, for line movement in a UFC market is nowhere near similar to line moves in more savvy, mature sports markets, and I'm just going to leave it at that. This year, Sneak Teep now stands 11 wins, 6 losses, and 2 no contests for a plus 5.76 result on the year. Let's see if we can add to that profitability this week. We had a fine night with the Bout Business podcast results also. And of course, we're toting profit and ROI into this last card of the first half of the 24 fiscal year. Now is the time to check out the Gamblew.com webpage and hit that Bout Business podcast tab for membership opportunities. And remember, a yearly package runs for 12 consecutive months. So begin now and run until next June. This week, UFC 303 offers 13 fights. Almost all the athletes are known, recognizable names that enter looking to put an exclamation point on their performance. 5 fights take place with athletes at 170 pounds or heavier. And we do have a couple of female bouts on this card after returning from Saudi Arabia, where there were none. Because I am back to broadcasting early Monday, the totals on these bouts have not quite been released by DraftKings, so forgive me if I do not report what is not yet available. Last note, there's a lot of line movement on many of the fights this week, but I'm going to hone in on just 5 of the major moves, leaving some of the subtleties alone. And for my blog, which will be available later this week on Gamblew.com, let's start with the undercard in round one. Round one, the up-and-coming bantamweight phenom Peyton Talbot opens minus 298, and he fights Yanni Gomori, who opened plus 240. I was asleep at the wheel and did not grab Talbot until his price got to minus 455, which was my bad. That said, Bout Business podcast members parlayed him to Chase Hooper plus 120 some fight cards back, and now we own Talbot into this fight card at a plus 169. Oh, by the way, Talbot's minus 1450 currently, and Gamori's return plus 900. This line gives Gomori little to no chance against Talbot in this fight, and I do think this is relatively a fair depiction of how these two are priced, because the UFC is looking to put Talbot on a pedestal and set him up for future bantamweight success. By now, this price is unbettable, and so I'm going to ask, what are you waiting for? Why not jump aboard the Bout Business podcast and get in front of these fights with my clients? It's business, by the way. Now we go to round two. Round two, it's Charles Jourdain, a Canadian featherweight, taking on Jean Silva, a Brazilian featherweight. Jourdain opens minus 198 to Silva, plus 164. And Silva money has been coming in and dropped the price on Jourdain to currently minus 120 this morning. Silva's take back plus 100. Silva's look good, but I'm not quite certain I agree with this drastic move in his favor. I'll use the rest of the week to watch where this line goes on a guy in Jourdain who has advantages in level of competition faced as well experience going for him. I'm not quite sure I agree with all the Jean Silva love here. And with that, let's take a look at the third fight where line movement is also quite apparent. Round three takes us to Joe Pyfer, who opened minus 162 in his fight against Marc-Andre Barriot. Barriot opened plus 136. The middleweight Pyfer now stands minus 285 to Barrio's plus 230. So pretty good move to Pyfer here. And in a fight where I handicap Barrio as relatively easy to hit, and Pyfer entering on the bounce off a five-round loss to Jack Hermanson, and this fight now goes to three rounds, I see tremendous opportunity in Pyfer. This should be a Pyfer chance to get back in the win column, and I believe that's exactly the thought process behind the matchmaking in this fight. Now we'll go to round four. Co-main event, short notice fight, and this should be fight of the night in my opinion. Diego Lopez, a highly talented up-and-coming finisher, a Brazilian now training in Mexico. His star has been shining brightly in his brief UFC stint. He opens plus 130 against the grizzled veteran Brian Ortega, who was minus 150 at open. Lines have switched here. Lopez now stands minus 145, take back on Ortega plus 120, which I find more than interesting. I'll admit, few have made as much profit betting Lopez as we have entering this, his fifth UFC bout, but he's stepping in against a pedigreed, well-rounded finisher in Ortega. I believe recency has affected this line greatly and many people's view on the fight. While Lopez is a potential future champion, he does not hold the experience, the pedigree. He's not been in against the level of competition that has Ortega. And though he has some physical advantages, I cannot say I agree with the way this line has swung. In fact, we're going to go back to an underdog position on the Sneak Teep podcast and take Brian Ortega this week, currently priced plus 120. One thing you should all understand is that Bout Business Podcast members already own Ortega based on an official release yesterday, and that price then was plus 130. We could be seeing a little bit of buyback now on Ortega, which I think is very warranted. All I can say is it pays to invest, and let's hope it does with this featherweight fight. Now we'll go to round five and the main event where Alex Pereira and Jiří Procházka meet for the second time since November in a five-round title fight. In this fight, Pereira opened minus 150, Procházka plus 130. Now it's crept up just a touch, Pereira minus 160, take back on Jiří plus 135. As an aside, Pereira closed minus 125, minus 135 in their first bout last November, which was closer than many remember, for Jiří arguably won the first round before Alex went out there and iced him in the second. I'm not certain how much has changed in this short time between fights for these two fighters. Jiří comes in off a really impressive I will not be defeated fight against Alexander Rakic, while Alex enters off a drubbing of Jamahal Hill, who may not be the MMA talent everyone believes he is. Both last competed in April, and both take this opportunity on very short notice. Many credit Jiří with the grappling advantage in this fight. Will Jiří grapple? I'm not certain his warrior mentality will allow it, and further, I'm not sold his grappling is better than Pereira's, because Pereira's been training with Glover for many years now, Glover Teixeira. We've not seen Alex have to use his new toy of grappling, and I firmly believe he has more in the grappling wrestling compartment than we have seen, and many feel he has. Jiří's open style and his warrior mentality make for great watching, but outside of a power punch or a flying knee, I don't believe he has the precision or the focus or high-level experience coming into this short-notice fight that Pereira owns. And for that reason, I have to feel that Alex is the rightful short favorite here. As mentioned, there are many more subtle moves on this slate, and many should be dissected and will be on the Bout Business podcast, which drops midday Pacific time at Gamblu.com Friday. As well, look for me Friday morning on VSiN's Follow the Money show, where I will be live in studio with Paul Howard and Matt Humans breaking down this fight card. Until Friday, enjoy your week and get ready for a great UFC 303.